It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
STL is Y98
in the Brett Mega Show on Y98.
So, do you have a hoodie on today or what? Because it's supposed to be like 101 degrees, Hannah.
I know. I do have leggings on, but I ditched the Christmas sweater and I'm in a t-shirt today.
Did we decide if that was a Christmas sweater or not? Where are we at with that?
I still don't think it was.
I was asking people around the office and they're like, well, of course, there's Christmas trees on it. And I was like, thank you.
If you go to our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on Instagram, I don't even know if they're Christmas shoes. They just look like green blotches.
Yeah, it's like a holiday sweater.
It's like the Reese's. You know how like those Reese's Christmas trees, everyone's complaining they don't look anything like a Christmas tree?
Yeah.
That was your version of the Christmas tree on your sweater.
Honestly, I'm fine if it looked like those Reese's things because I love those.
Those things are delicious. Those are legit, yeah. It's true.
I heard that they have like metal ones for the Olympics.
Metal like Reese's?
Yeah.
Oh, like a...
Metal shape.
Looking like a... That's just a circle, though.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that what a normal
That's
Reese's?
It's a normal Reese's.
No, it's not. It's a circle, and then it has like a little ribbon outline, too.
I feel like Reese's is just cashing in on this. Yep. That is genius for them. They're like, they just use their normal thing that they normally make it with. They're like, oh, these are gold medal version. And they they probably upcharge you 50 cents for it,
too. Yeah, it's going to sucker me into buying them.
Like, I got the metal version. It looks exactly like the other version. This is gold.
Mm-hmm.
Genius. How was your day yesterday?
It was good. I went on a really long walk and it was super hot, but
super
it
sticky,
felt really good. And then my boyfriend and I installed our new door handles on our front door. So that was fun because there was a robbery down the street from us. So we wanted to secure up.
You got fingerprint like door handles now. That's real fancy.
Yes.
You do like eye. Like a laser eye thing?
Yeah, it's going to scan your eyeball to let you in.
How was your day, AB?
It was good. I went out to dinner with my family and my sister's friends in town, so she came out with us.
Nice. Where'd you guys go to dinner?
Circle 7.
Ooh, I love Circle 7. They have good wings and good food.
It was packed last night on a Monday.
Olympics, maybe? I don't know. Like,
I feel like it's usually pretty busy. There's always a wait.
Always.
Yeah.
What about you, Kev?
Good. Very good. And I spent a lot of it indoors catching up on all the TV I've missed. You know, finally got caught up on House of Dragons, finished The Boys. Ooh, it's going to be a good season 5.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know how Kevin finishes all the TV he finishes. It's impressive.
I know.
You should see my wife. She's even better, man. You know, it's like she's watching stuff as she's watching stuff. Like she's watching two shows at once.
I'm the same way.
I know. Angie's like that too. Yeah. She's like,
That's crazy. Brett, what did you do yesterday?
I get no TV or 20 minutes of TV time a day. I get the Reese's gold medal of watching TV.
The all-new Brett Mega Show. Live. Y98.
Everyone needs a friend who actually doesn't, like, tell you all the bad things happening. We need that friend who's like, how about some positivity in your life? And that's Hannah today.
Mm-hmm. And you could have this friend. A woman in Texas broke a record for having the most trips around the sun.
All right. We'll find out how old she was just after she put some miles
New
on
truck,
it.
New truck. Big lift. Old road. Miles on it.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Houston resident Elizabeth Francis is now the oldest person in the United States after turning 115 years old last week. Francis was born in 1909 in St. Mary Parish, Louisiana. So she's definitely seen some stuff in her lifetime since she's been around since 1909. This is crazy. She's seen both world wars, the introduction of color television, the first ever moon landing, and has been through 20 different like presidents and election cycles.
So is Kevin. Who cares? Right.
And Frances must have good genes in her family because she lives with her 94-year-old daughter. So I think that really puts it into perspective.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
About how old Frances really is, because to have a 94-year-old daughter, it's just crazy.
Could you imagine being like their neighbor, like, oh, that's my daughter who takes care of me, like, the 94-year-old?
She takes care of who? So I think it's safe to say that Miss Frances of Houston, Texas deserves to celebrate just the entire year as her birthday, because who makes it to 115?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yes. Happy birthday, Frances.
Happy birthday.
Wow! I feel good.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Well, everyone's watching the Olympics, and you watch these skills, like badminton, ping pong, but everyone's kind of locked in like on two of the biggest summer sports are gymnastics and then swimming. If you had to pick one of those skills, like to be able to do a backflip like an Olympian gymnast, or do hold your breath underwater like an Olympic swimmer, which one would you use?
Ooh, I would definitely choose the backflip. I used to be a dancer, and I was never able to do like any acrobatic skill, and like I always wanted to be able to do it, so I would definitely pick backflip.
All right, Kevin?
I have the Olympics, ability to hold breath. I can remember as a kid...
For real?
Well,
it's like not to brag, but I'm basically an Olympic.
To go off the diving board, you had to swim the length of the pool.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the person who, the lifeguard at the time, kept my head underwater the entire length of the pool. So
oh
I didn't get
gosh.
A chance to breathe.
Sounds like torture.
Yeah. So I'm
what?
Going with
Kevin.
I'm going with the backflip.
Okay.
I feel like
because of trauma.
I know. Kevin just unpacked that he was like abused as a child by his lifeguard.
That's right. I still don't understand what the point was. Maybe I misinterpreted her.
They're still around. She can arrest her.
Yeah, right.
I feel like you have to go with the backflip because you can whip that out anywhere. But you're not like going to be showing people, look how long I can hold my breath.
That's like a little thing to brag on. Yeah,
I never
like a little
thought.
Kid thing.
Like you could whip it out at a party. People used to do that at parties all the time.
Yeah. Brett, you seem like someone who can do a backflip.
Yeah,
no,
you would be able
I can
to.
Do a front flip. I can't do a backflip, and they say backflips are easier.
Standing?
Really?
Well, not anymore. But, like, I used to, I mean, back in my day, back when Kevin was able to hold his breath underwater,
yeah. I was able to do it. I feel like a front flip is harder than 100%.
Significantly, they're significantly harder.
I can do it on the trampoline.
Yeah.
That's about it.
All right. Well, I would choose the. I thought AB actually might have spun me, but I thought underwater. There's just so much more you can do. You can just like see. I like going swimming, the ocean. What am I going to do with this backflip? I busted out at a cool party trick, and then what do I do with it?
Our videos. It'd be all over the Instagram.
Would be.
Very strong arguments, actually. You might have made me do a backflip on my answer.
The polls are open.
All right, Boys the Men is coming to town this weekend, and if you want those tickets right now, would be a good time to call. 314-531-9898. We'll give you Boys the Men tickets when you play against Hannah in Hannah's Homeschool.
Thank you for listening. Until
Hannah's Homeschool!
Hi, Bonita. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good. We're wonderful. I feel like we're going to be even better once you beat Hannah at Hannah's Homeschool.
Oh, yes. Hannah's a lot younger and a lot prettier than this old lady, but I'll try.
No.
I'll be the judge of that, Bonita. All right, Bonita, I'm going to ask you and Hannah the same five questions. Hannah, you have to leave the room so you can't hear it.
Hey.
We're going to talk to the pretty young woman, Bonita, over here. All right, Bonita, same five questions. The tie goes to Hannah, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, which rapper is reporting for NBC at the Olympic Games?
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. I feel like he thought he could light a joint when he was carrying the torch. That's what he looked like. He's like, oh, this looks like my joint size. This movie just happened to have the biggest opening weekend ever for a rated R movie.
The Wolverine?
AB, we go to you. You're the Wolverine. It's Deadpool and Wolverine is the name of the movie.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, give it to her.
All right, boom.
Yay.
Thank you. Speaking of the Wolverine, what country is Hugh Jackman from?
Australia.
All right. Yep. Ryan Reynolds just confirmed sex of their baby number 4. What is it?
A girl.
Okay. And then what animal appears on both the Porsche and Ferrari logo?
I don't know.
It's fancy cars.
I drive a Kia.
A what?
I drive a Kia.
Me too, Bonita. I feel you. Me too. Kias are cool, though, now. On a Porsche and Ferrari, it's a jumping what?
A jumping cooter.
All right. You got 3 out of 5. It's a boy for Ryan Reynolds. It's okay. 3 out of 5. You were on a roll in the beginning. We'll bring in Hannah. We'll see how she does in one song, okay?
Yeah, she's going to beat me. But I love her, so I don't care.
Aww.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's walking back into the room as we play round number 2 of Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah's Homeschool is a pop culture pop quiz game. It's Hannah versus our listener friend Bonita, who just got done answering the same 5 questions I'm going to give Hannah. She was out of the room. She couldn't hear it. Bonita, you want to tell her how many you got?
Hannah, I got 3, so only get 2.
That's really good.
Hannah, though. She'll get all 5 of these because she listens to everything.
she was on a roll and then got cold for a second. All right. Which rapper is reporting for NBC at the Olympic Games?
Snoop Dogg.
Yes. This movie just had the biggest opening weekend ever for a rated R movie.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
That's correct.
My boyfriend wants to take me to see that. I don't know.
But he hasn't seen it.
I hear you, sister. I hear you.
All right. Speaking of Wolverine, which country is Hugh Jackman from?
Ooh. Canada.
No.
The Wolverine is originally from Canada, but
wait, Kevin,
Hugh Jackman.
So maybe
that's what she meant.
Get it right.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What she meant.
Hugh Jackman is Australian.
Australian.
Mm. Close enough.
Yeah. Similar accent.
It's on the map.
It's on the map. Ryan Reynolds just confirmed sex of their baby number 4.
Baby girl.
No, it's a baby boy.
What?
And you covered it in the hot magic and gave us the baby's name.
I know the baby's name's Olin, but...
Hannah.
I know. I covered that.
Okay, so that means you need to get this last question right or Bonita wins.
Oh, Bonita, wow. You might get me here.
Okay, and it's a car question.
Oh.
Okay.
Let's see how much of a car girl I really am.
Her boyfriend loves cars, so he will be disappointed if Hannah misses this. Ooh. She'll never hear the end of it. What animal appears on both the Porsche and Ferrari logo? The freeze in her face.
What animal? A lion.
Misses! Hannah falls apart!
A jaguar!
No! Nope.
A horse!
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
That doesn't even make sense.
Porsche and Ferrari both have horses on their logo.
Bonita, you won!
Bonita, what the win! Who would have saw it coming? What a day!
Hannah! Oh my God, I love you guys. This is awesome. Hannah, what do you got to say?
Oh, yeah, I know. This has been probably my favorite loss. This is Hannah, and I got completely schooled by Bonita.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending right now on the Brett Mega Show. We put 2 minutes on the clock. We know life is busy, so you probably didn't have a chance to scroll through the internet this morning. So we'll scroll through it for you right now. I'll read a headline, and then Hannah, you tell me either keep it moving or say, hey, Brett, I need some details about that story.
All right.
What day do we hate?
What day is that?
Every day. A recent study published said interesting information how we feel about days of the week. We hate Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. We hate every day that isn't Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow.
I wish I would have kept it moving. How negative.
Here's a positive part. People said they don't hate Mondays more than they hate Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If they have to go to work and it's not the weekend, they just hate it equally.
Hmm. People just hate working.
Right.
How much Americans will spend on back to school shopping this year?
I'm going to keep it moving because I feel like it's going to be another negative story.
It is a lot of money, and most people are waiting for tax-free weekend, which is this weekend here in Missouri. Ah. It's the first Friday in August, so if you're going to try to save money, tax-free weekend coming up. How many licks and how many bites?
4. Send over lollipop?
No, ice Tootsie cream. Look.
Bites?
Yeah. Most people take 26 licks and 10 bites in a single scoop of ice cream.
Have you ever seen someone, like, bite into ice cream?
They say men actually are a little bit more equal. Women lick the ice cream and then bite only, like, 10 times. Where guys are, like, lick, then, like, they just can't wait. They just have to scoop right into it, then bite it into it. What is that? Like, little, like, schoolgirl giggle?
Uh-huh.
Paris Olympics opening ceremony. How many people watched?
Oh, my gosh. How many? I hope it's a ton.
30 million people watched opening day ceremony. The first competition day, 32 million people. To put it in perspective, only 17 million people watched the Tokyo Summer Games. It was the highest opening ceremony in years.
People show up for Celine, I'm telling you.
Mom sparks debate with free Starbucks hack.
Ooh, how?
So instead of like getting a cake pop every single time you go to Starbucks, literally my kid asked for a cake pop at Starbucks every single time. They said just go with the pup cup treat.
Oh, the whipped cream.
The whipped cream, and the kid is just as satisfied. But some people are thinking it's controversial because like if you don't have a dog, that's...
Are pup cups free?
Pup cups are free. Cake pops are definitely not free. Oh. And they only last 10 seconds. Go with the pup cup move.
Yeah,
Brett
Bed, I
keep it, keep it. Brett Bed, I keep it moving.
So you're paying $9 for a latte. They can give you some free whipped cream.
Yeah,
for your
I don't think they're hurting for money.
Mega Minds.
We got cards tickets coming your way at 7:35 when we kick off an hour of commercial-free music on the Brett Mega Show. Let's see if we get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. You burn on average 3,600 calories doing this every year.
I'm gonna say laughing.
Laughing. It's
a good little ab workout.
So is this the total amount of calories total burned amount. Through the year?
Yeah. I think you got to laugh more, Hannah. I think you're burning more calories laughing. You need to chuckle.
I'm just going to say sitting.
Sitting? Just sitting around
just
doing
sitting
nothing.
Sitting around doing nothing.
I was going to say standing.
Standing?
Yeah.
You guys are really just thinking, I'm hoping I'm burning a ton of calories.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, it's over the course of a year. It's not like, you know.
3,600 calories over the course of a year doing this. It is a simple task, and it's something you probably are already done this morning. 314-531-9898. 718, I'll reveal the answer. I'll let you take one more guess, Hannah. Okay. Make sure you text in your guesses. Put your name on the text line so you can get the answer right before Hannah.
Mega Minds.
There's a heat advisory out there, so be careful. The high is 99. This weather is sponsored by Ashley. This is home.
Mega Minds.
All right, we are officially commercial-free. Cards, tickets coming your way at 7:35. And the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. You burn, on average, 3,600 calories doing this every year, Hannah.
Molly said just getting up out of bed, just standing up out of bed, okay. That would be enough to burn calories. Teacher Suzanne says smiling. Clay says brushing your teeth. Nurse Terry says blinking. Susan says going to the bathroom. And Jen got a little more specific. Pooping. We got combing your hair.
Somebody got it correct. Only one person, though. Do you know who got it? Because you said you felt like you had a second guess.
I feel like it's brushing your teeth because you're moving your arm.
Brushing your teeth.
Ah.
On average, the average person spends 3,600 calories a year just brushing your teeth. Unless you're AB, who's constantly brushing
your teeth. I know. I need to do it right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Mega Minds.
All right. We are commercial free. Let's talk about things that we all know how to do, but completely went extinct in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. What's one of those life skills that you learn maybe in school or just always have with you, but it just completely went extinct? You're like, I have this. I can do this, but I no longer have to. 314-531-9898. Found this article about like life skills that people under the age of 40 no longer have to do. And actually, everyone on the show is under 40 except for Kevin. Mm-hmm. Kevin, you probably have
I've done all of these. In fact, I've taught some of those life skills.
Some of these, crazy. Some of these are like using a rotary phone. Like, yeah, you will never have to use a rotary phone.
Someone asked Hannah and I at our last appearance if we knew how to use one.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
And we were like, no.
That's interesting that someone brought it up to you. Like, hey, I know. Like, that's a flex. Like, hey, I'm so much older than you. I know how to use a rotary phone.
It was definitely one of those ageism things.
Really? Other things on this list, like using cursive.
Yeah.
But not just using cursive, using punctuation. I feel like with the text message age, people don't even use punctuation anymore. Eventually, the people will just stop using words and we're just going
to,
like...
You don't have to know how to spell anymore.
Yeah, you just use emojis. Yeah, or spell. What are some other things for you that you know how to do? You're like, I got this life skill, but it's completely extinct. 314-531-9898.
Setting the clock on a VCR.
The fact that it was a VCR.
Exactly. It's a skill now that's useless. It's gone.
Man, I loved the VCR.
Yep.
What about for you guys, though? Because you are a part of the younger generation, Hannah and AB. Is there stuff that you know how to do that you're like, I see this going extinct and I even know how to do this?
I feel like sending mail or writing a letter, they kind of go hand in hand. I know how to do that, like where to put the address, where to put the stamp, like how to do a correct signature and stuff. And you don't need to do that. You can just text someone or email them.
I do think, yes, it is less and less common where you send old school snail mail to somebody. AB?
I feel like for me, it's burning a CD.
Like, oh my
God. I used to do that all the time.
Yes. I don't even remember how to do
that. For like my friends' birthdays, it would all be like Jesse McCartney, Hannah Montana, and everybody thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Everyone had a guy in school. You paid $5 for a...
That guy was my dad.
Really? So you someone give you like $5 and you get a burned CD. I'd pay somebody. Yeah, and you go to like LimeWire or Napster.
Yep.
Yeah, that just reminded
me. Man, that just opened a case of memories.
Listening to the radio and trying to tape your favorite song. Remember those?
No,
you guys don't.
I remember like when like you get Disney Channel for free because you have to pay for Disney Channel back in the day, and you get like a week and they like make you want it so bad and you beg your parents, and my parents would just be recording everything on VHS so I could just watch those movies like The Mighty Ducks and anything that was on like Disney back in the day.
Like, please have good programming this week.
Yeah. 314-531-9898. It's a life skill. You know how to do it, but now that you think about it, it's definitely gone extinct. Like, I feel like my dad, when he goes on road trips, still uses, like, an old school map.
He's
like,
yeah,
you can just put it in your phone. Like, nah, I got the map here. Let me pull it out. Okay, Dora. I feel like this is pretty sweet. They're going to have Harry Potter night for the Cardinals, and we got a pair of tickets for you coming your way in 5 minutes while we're commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. What are some of those life skills that you're like, man, back in the day, I thought I was going to have to use this forever. Know how to do it, but, you know, like, realize this has gone extinct. Like, using cursive, using a map, writing a check.
A lot of people texted in that. Yeah.
People don't do that anymore. Even my dad, the other day, he was getting a gift for my daughter, who's, like, you know, turning one, who was like, he's a check guy, old school guy. He was like, I think I can just Zelle you it. I think I know how to Zelle.
What?
And I was like, whoa.
Wait, that kind of makes me emotional for him.
I mean, that was a big deal. A big deal. He can Zelle people now.
That's crazy.
Look at him.
Rocky, maybe you can Zelle me.
314-531-9898.
Connie texted in and said that you don't really need to drive a stick shift anymore.
Yeah,
that's a useless skill.
Yeah, I don't know how to drive a stick either. I once tried it before. I stalled it out. I'm like, I don't need to keep doing this. I'm going nowhere. Let's grab Jessica. Jessica, speaking of driving, this is something that's gone extinct.
Yes, using hand signals for when you need to turn.
Oh
yeah, like turning right.
Look at Kevin busting up left. Kevin busting up the L for right, right and then left.
Is that right? The L for left, right? Yep. I don't know them because they're extinct.
You know why they're going extinct? Because that's something that's weirdly going extinct is because people don't ride go-karts, dirt bikes, their bikes anymore. It's like...
On
the iPad version, you don't have to use those hand signals.
I literally thought you meant that cars didn't used to have blinkers and you used to have to do that.
Did you actually
did?
Tell
you, I'm not going to lie.
Back when Kevin learned how to drive, yeah. you sniff right, and you had exactly.
They were only gas and brakes.
Power windows, what are those?
Yeah.
There was the roll-up
the
window.
Crank.
Jocelyn, what is a life skill that has gone extinct for you?
Texting on a Nokia phone. Legit. Or the antenna.
Oh, Man, yeah. You'd have to like hit like 555.
Yep.
888. You gotta get those
Tap
numbers.
Three for C.
No. I mean, our fingers were much faster back in the day, man. You'd be like
they were.
You'd be like, really? And if you got a text message fight, and you got a big paragraph, you knew you screwed up.
Right. But it costs to send a text, so you really gotta keep it simple.
Oh yeah, they used to charge you on Nokia for text messages too. And that ran up people's phone bills back in the day.
Yeah, to like $14. That's crazy.
You can't mention Nokia though and not Snake.
Good old Snakey.
Good old Snake. Yeah, that's a life skill that people needed to keep. That's the video games back in the day.
We people play it on like Google now, but it's not the same.
No, you needed the Nokia to play Snake. You can get your Nokia phones ready in 3 minutes. Cardinals tickets are coming your way for Harry Potter night on Y98 St. Louis. I have this thing where you go. Today is Taylor Tuesday on the Brett Mega Show and on Y98. So we're going to play back-to-back Taylor Swift songs here in a second. Another Taylor song coming her way. But first, we've got to give you some Cardinals tickets on Harry Potter night.
Yay!
How are you not a Harry Potter fan? What is
I'm not, but I am. I do like going to Cardinals games. They're very fun. So no matter the theme, it'd still be a good time.
And the Cardinals just made a huge trade. So they're in it to win it, man. Their team is in the wild card spot right now. Just made a huge trade. And that is the most Hufflepuff response ever.
You keep calling me a Hufflepuff, and I'm going to start being proud of it.
If you get sorted into Hufflepuff, like, let me put it this way. Gryffindor, badass. Slytherin, cunning. Ravenclaw, smart. Hufflepuff, whatever. That's the house I just put you in, the
Fine.
Whatever.
I'm a puff
they're
and
like
I'm
the
proud.
Leftover role. They're like,
I'm a puff and I'm proud.
That needs to be their slogan.
Yeah.
Right? Cardinals tickets, if you're a puff and you're proud, for caller 18, 314-531-9898. Here's another Taylor Swift song coming your way, but Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Jelly Roll's wife recently thought she had a death sentence due to her poor health. I'll tell you what's going on with Bunny in just 3 minutes. Take a deep
So fun. It's like some throwback Taylor Swift 15. We go back-to-back Taylor Swift songs on Tuesdays. It's Taylor Tuesday on Y98 while we're commercial-free. And somehow we have found one proud Hufflepuff here. She's a puff and she's proud.
Puff and proud.
Hannah Gibbs, it's Harry Potter night at the Cardinals game. Mike, you want to go?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Are you a puff and you proud too, Mike?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Don't say that. Don't ever say that again, Mike. They won't let you drink a Budweiser.
We need, like, shirts that
and
say that.
Bush. They'll be like, we can't let you in, Mike. We're going to get you some Cardinals tickets.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mike. Hold on. We'll get you your tickets. Let's see what's going on in the entertainment world.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny, had a major health scare that changed her entire life perspective recently. So she first went to the hospital and got imaging done, and it showed that she might have had a brain aneurysm.
Oh, my God.
So very, very serious deal. In the time where she thought it was a brain aneurysm, Bunny then said that she spent 4 days thinking it was a death sentence because her mom had an aneurysm that ruptured. Yeah. But thankfully, she saw a neurosurgeon the other day, and it was just a blip on the MRI, apparently. But just because it was so scary and, you know, there's really not a ton of certainty right now. And the doctor did tell her that she's in the clear, but she is having another scan done to confirm it's nothing that she needs to worry about or, like, take precaution to in the future. But Bunny is obviously really shaken up because that's a big deal. And she posted on social media saying, I'll tell you what, this health scare puts so much in perspective for me. It honestly made me want to change a lot of things in my life, be more appreciative of my family and my friends. It also made me reevaluate my relationship with God and learn to have faith for the first time in my life. Even my husband texted me last night saying, you're my best friend, brought me to tears. You don't realize how much you appreciate life and the people that are in it until you feel like you could lose it in them at any moment. Love your loved ones a little more today just for me.
Well said. That moment of like uncertainty and when you don't know what's happening is the scariest thing in the world. Like some people talk about that period even being harder than getting some type of diagnosis, right? Because like it's just uncertainty, your brain just starts going crazy. And so she, I thought, captured that so beautifully, explaining what people are going through and then the realizations you realize of what's important in life.
Yeah, I really hope she has like a clear bill of health after this, especially with like the trauma of a parent having an aneurysm that she had. So we're thinking of you, Bunny. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
You know, one thing that we know for sure is it is political season. You can't turn on anything without things getting political. But how do you handle that as a parent around your kids? We'll discuss in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. Narrow to the heart. Bring it right back. Hey. Parents, how do you handle all this political chatter that's on the news? You can't just avoid it. We're in election year, presidential election year, and politics. Ravenclaw, smart, Hufflepuff, whatever. That's the house I just put you in, the whatever.
Fine. I'm a puff
they're
and
like
I'm
the
proud.
Leftover role. They're like,
I'm a puff and I'm proud.
That needs to be their slogan. Yeah. Cardinals tickets, if you're a puff and you're proud, for caller 18, 314-531-9898. Here's another Taylor Swift song coming your way, but Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood Hashtag?
Jelly Roll's wife recently thought she had a death sentence due to her poor health. I'll tell you what's going on with Bunny in just 3 minutes. Take a deep
doors. So fun. It's like some throwback Taylor Swift 15. We go back-to-back Taylor Swift songs on Tuesdays. It's Taylor Tuesday on Y98 while we're commercial-free. And somehow we have found one proud Hufflepuff here. She's a puff and she's proud.
Puff and proud.
Hannah Gibbs, it's Harry Potter night at the Cardinals game. Mike, you want to go?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Are you a puff and you proud too, Mike?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Don't say that. Don't ever say that again, Mike. They won't let you drink a Budweiser.
We need like shirts that
and
say that.
Bush. They'll be like, we can't let you in, Mike. We're going to get you some Cardinals tickets. Yeah. Congratulations, Mike. Hold on. We'll get you your tickets. Let's see what's going on in the entertainment world.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny, had a major health scare that changed her entire life perspective recently. So she first went to the hospital and got imaging done, and it showed that she might have had a brain aneurysm.
Oh, my God.
So very, very serious deal. In the time where she thought it was a brain aneurysm, Bunny then said that she spent 4 days thinking it was a death sentence because her mom had an aneurysm that ruptured. Yeah. But thankfully, she saw a neurosurgeon the other day, and it was just a blip on the MRI, apparently. But just because it was so scary and, you know, there's really not a ton of certainty right now. And the doctor did tell her that she's in the clear, but she is having another scan done to confirm it's nothing that she needs to worry about or, like, take precaution to in the future. But Bunny is obviously really shaken up because that's a big deal. And she posted on social media, saying, I'll tell you what, this health scare puts so much in perspective for me. It honestly made me want to change a lot of things in my life, be more appreciative of my family and my friends. It also made me reevaluate my relationship with God and learn to have faith for the first time in my life. Even my husband texted me last night saying, you're my best friend, brought me to tears. You don't realize how much you appreciate life and the people that are in it until you feel like you could lose it in them at any moment. Love your loved ones a little more today just for me.
Well said. That moment of like uncertainty and when you don't know what's happening is the scariest thing in the world. Like some people talk about that period even being harder than getting some type of diagnosis,
right?
Because like it's just uncertainty, your brain just starts going crazy. And so she, I thought, captured that so beautifully, explaining what people are going through and then the realizations you realize of what's important in life.
Yeah, I really hope she has like a clear bill of health after this, especially with like the trauma of a parent having an aneurysm that she had. So we're thinking of you, Bunny. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
You know, one thing that we know for sure is it is political season. You can't turn on anything without things getting political. But how do you handle that as a parent around your kids? We'll discuss in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis.
an arrow to the heart. Bring it right back.
Hey. Parents, how do you handle all this political chatter that's on the news? You can't just avoid it. We're in election year, presidential election year, and politics is just everywhere. So do you talk politics at the dinner table around your kids? Do they know who you're voting for, who you support? 314-531-9898. And what if you're in a co-parenting situation and you and your ex kind of disagree politically? Like, hey, one person's voting for Trump, one person's voting for Vice President Kamala Harris, and you're like, and both of you have the kids and you're just talking about it all the time. Do you have a politic rule? Do you have to have that? I feel like you almost have to have
kind
that conversation as co-parents. This happened with your sister, right, Hannah?
Yeah, so my niece and nephew, my sister and their dad co-parent, and it was brought up politics. My niece and nephew were in the car with me and they started talking about President Trump. And I was like, oh, okay, like, why are you saying this? Like, where did you hear this from? And they were like, oh, my dad. And I was like, oh, okay. And then it just made me think about how to talk to them about this, because I don't want to sway them either way. One, because it's not my position, because I'm not their mom. But even if I was, like, my sister in this position, it's such a complicated thing to explain to an 11-year-old child or however old they are about the political scene, why you vote the way you do, why this person's good, why this person's bad, like why things are the way they are. It's so complicated. It's complicated for me. Like, I didn't even understand the political scene until I started voting. Like, I didn't know what a Democrat or Republican was until I learned about it in school.
I also think that, like, usually as a child, it's almost the same as sports. Like, I just cheer for whatever my dad is cheering for, right? Like, so if dad tells you I'm a Republican, then I like Republicans. And I think the biggest thing you can do for your kids, for me personally, is giving your kids freedom of choice. I say that across the board in any type of parenting decision, and almost to the point of, like, I get a lot of pushback. Like, you would give your kids choice on this and this and this. Like, yes, I think that the more freedom that I can get to make their own decisions, then I'm giving them the skill sets that they can use later in life. And I want them, I'm someone who doesn't like when anyone pushes anything down upon me. So I don't want to do that for them. And so I think you don't want to avoid conversations, because when you start to avoid that stuff, kids have a sense, and then they just start nitpicking information. For me, you want to talk about whatever's happening in the world, but in an unbiased manner. I just don't know if that's possible
But do you really want to do that right now? Like, what's going on right now in the political scene is heavy. It's ugly. It's not good.
It's fascinating.
And so I just feel like to put that on a child is a lot. Like, I feel like it, like, ruins their childhood almost.
But do you think that,
to talk, like, to them about it?
You don't think they hear about it? It's like when parents don't want to talk about sex. And we used to get that all the time. Like, I can't believe parents use the word sex on the radio. Like, it exists. Drugs, sex, politics, it all kind of goes together nowadays.
Right.
but it really is. Like, your kids are going to hear about things whether you try to shelter them or not. I just feel like you have to be on the same page when it comes to co-parenting. I'm wondering if other people have disagreements and saying, hey, this is, I don't want you to push an agenda, or I am pushing an agenda, and one person in the household is divided, and you're divided, and that maybe that's why your ex is too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking, you long for the day it used to be where it really didn't matter if you were a Republican or a Democrat. It wasn't this divisive.
Cared. Nobody, like, got mad at you.
Exactly. You know, now it's like, okay, well, mom's a Democrat, dad's a Republican, I'm caught in the middle. And that's got to be a huge issue, especially if you're trying to co-parent, because then you're like, well, I can't listen to dad because he's always on this side, or I can't listen to mom because she's always on this side. And it's just it's a mess. And nobody wants that.
My parents have always done, like, a good job of being like, this is who I'm voting for, but, like, these are the facts. This is the reason. You don't have to vote for or believe what I believe, but, like, this is why I'm doing it.
Do you feel like you can disagree with them?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. And he's all my dad, especially when, like, the last presidency, he's been like, this is who I'm voting for. I don't even need to know who you're voting for if you don't want to tell me.
I'm weird. I don't know if this is old school. I do think that's probably better kept private.
I agree.
Like, to me, like, I understand that nowadays I feel like because it's so divided, people want to know who you voted for because it seems like now I know where you stand.
Yep.
But for me, that's where this whole like Bloods versus Crips mentality comes from. Like if I don't know who you're voting for, I just know you based off of who your character is.
Yeah.
And you should vote off those things. I just don't think we need to know who we voted for because honestly, there's like six swing states, guys.
Yeah.
There really
you're right.
Is.
You're like, right.
So you just vote for whoever you want to vote for.
It's but you vote. And that's the important thing.
That,
and that's
what you should vote.
Definitely want to instill that into your kids. You know, hey, it doesn't matter who you vote for. You vote for the candidate you feel is the right choice for you, but you vote.
I'm curious if other parents are like kind of struggling with this in their house right now. Do you talk about politics in front of your kids? How do you manage the situation? And is anyone in a co-parenting situation where you and your significant other or ex-significant other disagree politically? And how do you manage that with your kids? 314-531-9898. You might like the way we move, too, because we move commercial-free on the Brett Mega Show. Trigger warning, we're talking politics.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Especially when it comes to your kids. Parents, it's just everywhere. You turn on the radio, and even we're having smaller and conversations because we talk about what's happening in the world, and you turn on the news, and it's just everywhere. We're in the middle of an election. Historic things are happening. Mm-hmm. There was an assassination attempt on a presidential candidate. The president dropped out 5 months before the election. We have a vice president step in to the driver's seat in for the Democratic Party, and you're just like, whoa. And so you can't avoid it, and they can't avoid it. Sounds crazy. Can't avoid it on the streets of the playground. They're talking politics on the playground.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it used to be Pokemon. Now they're like, hey, man, did you see what happened with Vice President Kamala Harris? Like, that's what the conversation is. So as you as a parent, are you talking politics in front of your kids? Do you sway them on who they should vote for and give your opinions? Do you let them make their own decisions? How do you handle that? And then what if you're in a divided household? What if you're co-parenting and it's like, hey, my ex, they're definitely Republican and I'm Democrat. And, you know, we never saw eye to eye on anything. That's probably why we're exes. But how do you handle that when the kids go over to the house? Do you have to have a conversation with, hey, like, this is a political free zone, or how do you juggle it? 314-531-9898.
Really good text coming in. One of them says, we do talk about politics in our household because we're always together as a family and we don't want to hide stuff from our kids. But at some point in time, the kids know not to talk about it outside of our household, just like religion.
So is that true? I think AB has said this before. I don't think religion does come across like it's taboo thing you're not supposed to talk about. I think pushing politics does fit in the same thing as you don't push your religion on people, but we should be able to talk about things that are important to us and religion falling into the same category. And I always, not that I don't believe you, but when you say like, oh, my kids never talk about it, like I used to tell my mom and dad, we don't talk about it, and then like you go hang out with your friends and you talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, right. Sometimes you don't know, right? Like do they still not talk about it? Interesting.
Yeah, we don't know. Another text says, I had a guy break up with me because we differed politically and he was concerned about how we'd handle it with our kids.
See, I do think that is an interesting conversation
when it
comes to the co-parenting. Hannah, you said you would struggle with someone who like probably had a big different opinion on politics than you.
Yeah, like if I was dating someone and they were extreme, really politically
either
in
side,
general,
yeah.
But either side, I would really suffer with that because I feel like it would consume them way more than it would consume me, and it just wouldn't be the same, and it'd be brought up all the time, and politics are generally negative, and I just wouldn't want to talk about it all the time. So I definitely couldn't date someone who was way different than me in that aspect.
Jennifer, you and your husband disagreed about the COVID shot and how to handle that politically.
Ooh.
And how to handle it with your kids as well, huh?
Yes. We have a 13-year-old and a 17-year-old. So I work in the medical field, and so I had to get mine. And my husband, he didn't have to get his, so he chose not to. So whenever it came time, we brought it up to the kids, and I told him, I said, well, let's let you guys decide. I just want you guys, I'll give you a couple of days to think about it, but I want you to give me reasons why you chose what you chose, whether to get it or whether not to get it, other than I don't know, or my friend tells me this. I said, I don't care about what your friend tells you. I just want to know what you say. And they both ended up coming back to me like the next day and wanted to get it. And they had pretty valid reasons of why they think they should have got it. So they got it. My husband was fine with that. Just because, but I didn't, you know, I just really wanted them to make up their mind for themselves.
I love that. So you let them go do the research and make their own decisions. And now some people are saying, well, your kids are 13 and 17. What do you do with an 11-year-old? Mm-hmm. Can they make those type of decisions? I just think empowering your kids, and I know we're innately biased, we're human beings, but trying to keep that language and that dialogue as least biased as possible, just like we use very protective language or age-appropriate language with everything else, drugs or sex or anything like that. You do need to do that with politics nowadays. Using the right language so they can make up their own minds is so important. And it's crazy to think with the election coming up, it's probably one of the most important conversations to have with your kids right now is politics and how we talk about it in our house, which is wild.
I know.
Thank you so much for the call, Jennifer, and great advice. Speaking of things that are wild, I got the dating gossip tea when it comes to the Olympics.
Oh!
I got all the hookup details coming your way in 3 minutes.
The all-new Fredman. Keep it. Moving.
All right, let's check out what's trending right now on Keep It Moving. I'll just read off some headlines that are trending on the internet. And then Hannah either says, scroll through it. Keep it moving. Don't need any more details. Headline was good enough. Or she'll say, ooh, that's interesting. Give me all the details of that. We'll do it in 2 minutes because life is busy and we know you're not scrolling through the internet because you don't have time to do it. So we'll update you in the next 2 minutes. Olympic athletes and their dating stories.
Ooh. Give me all the tips.
So the athletes competing at the Paris Summer Olympics, they are preparing for the biggest stage of their life, and they still are finding time to date. According to a spokesperson for Bumble, the dating app is insane.
Oh, I love how they're using like an app for it.
Yes, they're hooking up with other athletes using Bumble. They said it's a 20% increase, and you can actually change your user job description to Olympian and athlete and make it so you can hook up with other Olympians and know who is, you know, hooking up with him.
Those cardboard beds are about to get busy.
Yeah. Study says there's a big difference of what men and what women expect for retirement.
Ooh, what?
What do you think men expect for retirement?
Golfing.
More golfing? It is an activity. Sex.
Really?
Yes. New research said men hope to boost their sex lives after retirement.
Oh, my gosh.
And then women want to spend more time with the grandkids.
I was going to say, it's probably like a loving activity.
I know, right?
That's but in a different sense.
Yes. Beyond sex, men said the other thing they are looking forward to is more exercise. Also could have been sex. And joining social clubs. But more women just want time as a family together.
So men just want to relive their glory days in their 20s.
They're like, finally, I'm retired. stupid criminal. A woman was caught with a bag of drugs labeled...
Oh, keep it moving. I mean, all criminals are stupid.
It was labeled bag of drugs.
I believe it.
How much athletes get paid for winning Olympic medals?
Ooh, how much?
A lot of people are wondering, how much do these athletes get paid?
Yeah.
So at the Paris Olympics, you get over $200,000 from their country's government for National Olympic Committee. And Italy pays $193,000 for gold medals. So just based off country. Team USA, considerably less. You only get $37,000 for every gold.
What?
Yeah, so like certain...
That's a major cut.
Yeah, Morocco, Serbia giving $200,000. Italy, $193,000. The U.S., $37,000.
Well, I guess you could sell your gold medal and cash in for a little more if you
want. I know, right? Way to pay off our gold, our Olympic athletes.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Or maybe don't do an Olympic athlete as a job because it doesn't pay well. Do this as a job. You won't believe what this job pays. I'll tell you what it is in 3 minutes. Come up with your kid's name. 314-531-9898. Oh my God. Naming a child is probably one of the hardest things. Parenting is hard in general, but naming the kid might be the most difficult thing.
Yeah, I didn't realize how much of a struggle this was until my sister, I don't even think I've announced this on air yet. My sister is expecting another baby.
Hey, this is the one that just had a baby. Baby Palmer, who's about the same age as my daughter, right?
Yes. So baby P is going to be 11 months on Friday, and he's going to be expecting a new sibling, and my sister and her boyfriend Jake are having the hardest time picking a name. My sister likes more unique names, and Jake, her boyfriend, likes more traditional names, and they cannot even come close to picking one.
There, we just did this story on Keep It Moving, and if you missed it, there is a lady who charges $350 an hour just to name your kid, because it's so hard, and she's making a killing. The people are keep paying her because, and no one can come to terms with this. Did you and your significant other disagree on names? Where did you come up with the name? Are they named after somebody? You know what I was named after is, I think I'm named after, I think it's Gone with the Wind.
Rhett?
Rhett is where they came up with it. And then Brett Maverick from Maverick.
So
like both of those, they loved it. So yeah, that's where they came up with it. Is Brett. That's where I got it from. It's like Brett Maverick.
My parents, I know, like took turns naming us. Like, I know my dad picked like my sister's name. Her name's Sarah Ashley. He picked that. My mom picked my name. So they just like took turns, but my sister doesn't seem to like that idea. She wants to pick the name just in general.
My brother, I think my dad wanted to name either my brother or I Maverick, and then he had a salt like settle for Brett, like, because like my mom was like, wasn't going to go with Maverick. And I was like, badass name from Top Gun. Yeah, man, look at that. Yeah. Kevin, how did you name your kids? Because they're named after something cool.
Presidents. Yep. You know, we were looking at different presidents, and you know, with some of them we had, and other people we knew took the names. Like we were going to, we were set on a Harrison or a Lincoln, and okay, that's it. You know, Sarah.
We like the name Jackson, by the way, on that. And then we were telling people, like, oh, this is the name we're flirting with. We weren't 100% on it, but it was like starting to become a pretty good front runner. And it was around Christmas. And Katie's biological dad was like, oh, so-and-so's got a Jackson. The kid's a nightmare. And it was just like said that so-and-so had it. And it just threw us off. And we just like switched out. Right, we're like, okay, we're not no longer telling the name because everybody has a name and everybody's got a kid who the name sucks with. And so all it does is mess with you when you're in that stage where everything, like, you feel like you could screw up their entire life just by naming them. And maybe you can, I don't know. You feel so much pressure. What are your sisters and you named after, AB?
Well, I know my sister Lauren Reese, her middle name is Reese because my dad thought Reese Witherspoon was cute.
Oh, my God.
I got a crush on Reese Witherspoon. She's one of my celebrity crushes. I respect that. 314-531-9898. You and your significant other could not come to terms with the name. How did you solve it? Did you pick out of a hat? How did you come up with the baby name? 314-531-9898. We're still commercial free, by the way. I would love. Yeah. You know what's work? Naming a kid.
Yeah.
It's impossible. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. We were talking about how this lady actually charges like $350 an hour to just name your kid because it's so hard. And Hannah's sister, who's having a baby, congratulations to Hannah's sister, she's about to be auntie again, was having a disagreement with the baby's dad. It was like, hey, I want this name. She wants another name. And they can't come to terms. How did you name your kid? You wasn't just naming the kid last second. For my son, I feel like boy names are harder.
They are.
Yeah. I think boy names are harder. For my son, it was, I remember this. It was Easter Sunday. My wife and I had a conversation. April 3rd, Easter Sunday, where we were like, how about Theodore? And we finally had come to terms. My wife had always had him on the list, would not take it off. And he was born April 13th, 10 days later.
Wow.
We couldn't come to terms until 10 days before. For my daughter, Emerson, we knew we wanted to name her Emerson from like the beginning. I love quotes from Waldo Emerson. We loved the name Emerson. We loved all the nicknames for it. So we knew for our girl. I feel like boys are so much harder.
Yeah,
they really
and
are.
The worst thing about it too is when you have a name chosen, you can share that with your spouse. You share it outside,
and
immediately people start making fun of you.
So they gotta make a comment.
Yes, and you're just like, oh no, can't use it.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you have somebody in the family, like Carrie. How many cousins you got?
I have over 150 cousins.
Oh,
what?
So no, every name was off the table. Did you have to name your kids the same as one of the cousins? But this is, you know,
No,
Chuck number
not.
Five.
Yeah.
No? What was the name?
No.
What was the name?
So I have a Tyler, Kylie, Dylan,
Lila, and Rylan.
How many kids you got? You had to do this five times?
Five times.
You got yourself a little basketball team.
Yeah.
Yes. All my kids have five letters in their name.
Oh, my God. So you wanted something specific, too.
Wow.
And their second and third letters are all Y-L.
Oh, my God. You really
you are very calculated.
You need to sign up for this job where you name other people's kids, because how did you even pull that off?
I'm not 100% sure on that. I mean, I had no Tylers, and then I had a Kylie, and I spelled it K-Y-L-I-E.
Wow.
And then I have Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N, Lila, L-Y-L-A-H, and Rylan, L-Y-L-A-N.
You know, like the circus when there's like people that can do crazy things? Like, here's the lady who named her kid, five of them, with Y-L in the name, and has five letters. Nice to meet you.
And
dots
the 150 other names.
Yes, 150 cousins.
Thank you so much for the call, Carrie, and hi to all five of your kids.
We got lots of texts giving suggestions and sharing stories as well. One of them says, my second born, we just couldn't agree on a name, and my husband, who is half Irish, just told me to look up look up boy Irish names, and the first one you see, go with it. So sure enough, we went with Liam, and he's actually our only redhead as well.
Oh my God. That's
crazy. This one's super cute. It says, my son's name is Joshua Michael. My other son is Jacob Matthew. My husband's name is Matthew Michael. I wanted their names to be their dad's names. One of the sons has the dad's first name as a middle name, and the other son has his last name, or his middle name as a middle name.
It was hard to follow, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, that is super hard to follow, but reading it, it makes a lot of sense. Lots of people name their kids after, like, another relative, and we had two people text in, actually, the same thing, that they were pregnant during the 1996 Summer Olympics, and they named their daughter Dominique after Dominique.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yes.
My brother-in-law is named as Jordan Michael after Michael Jordan.
Mm. Awesome. Whoa, really?
Yeah, that's what he's named after. Rick, what is your kid's named after?
So my oldest son is, when we were having him, we thought he was going to be a girl, and he came out a boy. So we had to come up with
Did the doctors get that wrong, or did you just assume that you were having one?
We just assumed
is that like a lawsuit?
I know. I just know it, okay?
You know how, you know, your wife is carrying low, carrying high, so you always... So we thought it was a girl. So we had no boy name, so we came out a boy. So, like, for an hour, we had to decide his name, and we liked the name Joshua. So we came out with Joshua.
Love it.
And... we gave him my middle name, except it's spelled wrong because I didn't know how to spell my middle name.
Oh, my God.
It's not like you just had a baby. I don't blame you, man. You're, like, all stressed out, didn't have a name. You spelled your own name wrong. I respect that.
Right. And then my middle daughter is named Natalie, and she was supposed to be born on Christmas Eve, and Natalie has something to do with Christmas and Christ and stuff, so... She came 3 weeks early, but we still named her Natalie, and her middle name is Anne, which is after my sister-in-law's middle name. And then my youngest daughter is named Jessie, after my wife's grandfather, who was Jesse, and my wife's grandmother, her middle name is May. So her middle name is May.
Thank you so much for the call, Rick. The one thing I learned from that is don't have a plan with Rick. If Rick's got a plan, just do the opposite. We're still commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. Thank you for listening. Thanks for rolling commercial free with us on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah, what do you got coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Selena Gomez has had enough about people questioning her appearance after a medical professional just decided to give their opinion on social media as well. I'll tell you what was said at 8:35.
Thank you for listening.
It's going down.
So there's an influence. influencer on TikTok named Marissa, and she's a PA and a full-time cosmetic injector. She has this huge following. I've actually seen her stuff before. And she does this series where she has followers submit a celebrity, and then Marissa will, like, guess and explain what type of cosmetic procedures the celebrity has gotten done to them. So one person submitted Selena Gomez, and this is what Marissa had to say about the look of her cosmetic procedures.
I literally have no idea what she has gotten done. I think she has been through so much in her life, especially medically related, so I don't think it's fair to speculate whether or not she's gotten cosmetic things done. I don't know what to attribute any of these changes to. I think when it comes to Botox and filler, I do these things when I'm pretty confident that I know what someone has gotten done. But when it comes to Selena, I literally have no idea.
So then after that, Selena was clearly not happy and commented on the video and said, honestly, I hate this. I was on stripes because of the flare-up. I have Botox. That's it. Leave me alone. So she clearly was not having it to have someone guess what cosmetic procedures. But I think the PA was very, like, polite in her video, saying, like, Selena's beautiful, this is a really hard case because I just don't know because she has all this medical stuff going on.
Yeah.
And I really can't tell what's going on here.
We had an interesting conversation, and it's actually posted on our Instagram right now. If you go to the Brett Mega Show, where Hannah asked a friend, and you look great, did you get work done? Mm-hmm. And just asking that question, is it inappropriate or not? And AB had brought up the point of just, like, when you don't admit to getting work done, do you fit this, like, negative, unrealistic stereotype that I think social media creates? But I also think this is tricky, though, with social media, because now she is just a lot of speculation, and Selena Gomez has a history of, like, a pretty heavy medical condition, which can make alterations. I don't think either are okay. Like, I think it's okay to ask someone a question because you want to learn mm-hmm. more, but then speculating on someone else's facial changes, body weight changes, or their images, I do feel like feels icky to me. Like, I feel like it's an icky thing to do. Send a celebrity, and I guess, like, it's just so speculative.
It is a little bit of a gray area, but I do think, like, the PA is trying to be, like, informative to the people and try to, like, kind of how AB said, like, not have people have this, like, unrealistic, like, standard for themselves.
Yeah, like, hey, I see this beautiful celebrity, and then she goes, well, they've had work done, so chill. Don't be so hard on yourself. I get that her intentions are pure, but I also feel like on the other side of that is someone like Selena Gomez, who's been through a lot medically, and she's still a human being, who she's speculating on. So it's like this weird gray area, which I do think is a really interesting combo.
The PA then posted this apology video expressing, like, her genuine intentions of the video and apologizing if her actions upset Selena.
I try to do it with so much grace and to not, like, tear people down. That is never, ever, ever my intention when it comes to it. And I really do mean the best. So I apologize if this rubbed you the wrong way in any way whatsoever.
Selena ended up responding to that apology saying, I love you. It's not about you. I just get sad sometimes.
Well said. Interesting conversation.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.